Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Are you feeling the burn? Are you feeling the burn? Half the Democrats in Iowa are feeling the socialist burn. Are you feeling the burn? You believe this? I can't help but laugh myself to sleep last night. I could not help myself. 50% of Democrats, too close to call until today. 50% of Democrats identified with a socialist in Iowa. 50%. This ain't your dad's Democrat Party. What party wants your guns? Talk to me now. Come on, feel it. This is not your father's. This is certainly not your grandfather's Democrat Party. This ain't your dad's Democrat Party. This Democrat Party has flipped its lid in your lifetime. 50% of Iowa Democrats that caucused for a socialist. This is America. What party wants your guns? Let's go right to the phones today. I have a great program lined up for you today. It's just, this is upside down, bizarro world we live in. I swear, it's insane. We have a lot to talk with you about today and some fun stuff coming up. We'll make some announcements. Also, I'm talking with the gun writer today, Lee Williams from the Sarasota Herald Tribune. That's the nostalgia. Lee, how you doing? Let's jump right in. Are you feeling the burn, baby?
Oh, man, it is amazing. Five of the caucuses were decided by flip of a coin. They're saying if Sanders would have won those coin flips, he would have won. It was that close.
Drudge had a headline up, America, by the toss of a coin. I don't think about what we're talking about here. An avowed, self-described socialist. Take 90% of your income and give it to him so he can spread the wealth around, baby. We fight wars. We fight wars over this stuff.
90%. I don't think that's sunk into a lot of people yet, what exactly that would do to your bottom line.
Now, this is the freedom. This is the gimme, gimme, gimme mentality. This is the I got to get everything for free. This is students somehow feeling that they're deserving of a free education, that their college should be free. Feel the burn. Listen to this. Listen to what we're saying, Lee. 50% of Democrats that caucused for a socialist in Iowa. Look, the best radio is the radio you never get to hear. And even though you were dialed in here, we couldn't pop the phone lines together with you, okay?
Okay.
Sean and I were talking off air. He says, "I'm glad that this is happening."
Yeah,
I'm glad this is happening.
Quite a few gun guys say they would never vote for him, but they're contemplating sending him a check.
Well, what this shows you, but first of all, let's start with this. What party, Lee, outright wants our guns?
Let's see. It's not the Libertarians. It's not the Republicans. Yeah, I think it's the Democrats.
It's not even the establishment Republican rhinos.
No.
It's the Democrat Party absolutely gunning for our guns, pun intended, of course. And Sean, let me bring your mic in here. What did you tell me during the break? What were we discussing? You were happy to see this. Why?
I'm happy to see this because I want Democrats to see the real truth of what socialism is and how it's going to affect everybody.
Well, agreed. What this does, Lee, is this just defines, even for the Democrats, what their party has become.
Yeah,
do you believe that the rank and file Democrat believes in this stuff?
They always move more left during the primaries, but my God, man, there's no further left for them to go, other than the C word, communism.
Communism. I mean, you could go. That's next. Is that next?
Yeah. Well, you're talking redistribution of wealth and a confiscation of arms. Yeah, I would say that's probably next.
Forced property confiscation is the only thing left. The Democrats are not so far. And who knows where they're going to go now? I never thought in my lifetime that I would see this in America in just a few short years. Look, I'm 53 years old. I'm not 103 years old. And this didn't start happening but for the last 7 to 10 years. Now, someone out there screaming, "Oh, no, it's been going." Yeah. I understand what you're saying. Okay, believe me, the fix has been in, Lee, as you know, in the liberal press for years. This has been decades long. Woodrow Wilson was a progressive lunatic, but nothing have we seen as a shift in a party in such a short amount of time. I can't recall in my lifetime, Lee.
I can't
please.
Either. I keep waiting for them to come up with a plan to collectivize agriculture.
Well, you know, that would have been the place to talk about it in Iowa, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They would have loved that.
Oh, it is really something to see. But I agree with Sean in this. This is a clear definition of where the two parties want America to go. Now, the Republican Party last night, fun to analyze this stuff. Here's why. Because, and I know, listen, I know you've been hearing this stuff all day long on radio. I know you have, and a lot of you are on this program for a break from it. But we can't break from it for this reason, because your guns are at stake. Twofold here. Number one, the three Lee winners yesterday, Rubio, Cruz, Trump.
Agreed.
Your former governor, my former governor, I voted for him for twice as a longtime Florida resident, Jeb Bush. Voted for him twice. If I could go back in time and vote for him again at that moment in time, I would do it a third time. He was great for Florida at that time. He looked like a fish out of water being interviewed from New Hampshire this morning on Fox News. Granted, he was probably tired. Tough. I don't give any politician the benefit of the doubt anymore. If he was tired, he shouldn't have been on camera, but he looked like a buffoon. He should have said, nope, can't do an interview today. Got to get some sleep. But he just looked like a fish just flopping around out of water. But here's the deal. Rubio, Cruz, Trump, all three of them, solid as a rock on our Second Amendment rights, all three of them, we face no threat. And I, again, Lee, you know, there's the person out there, and I understand, oh, he flip-flopped on immigration, oh, Ruby. Look, let me tell you something. Any one of those three, any one of the 12 are going to be better for what we stand for here on Armed American Radio than one of those two socialist, lunatic, communist, fringe, crazy nutbags that the Democrats have lined up. Lee, you agree?
Infinitely better. I mean, even Bush, when he was governor here in Florida, had a tremendous pro-gun record. Only Rick Scott has signed more pro-gun bills into law than Jeb Bush. And Bush signed a bunch of them.
He did, and we could go back and look at the impact of the bills that Bush signed versus the impact that Scott signed. And I bet you, if we did that over the 8-year span, we might find that Bush on the scale might even tip a little bit more pro gun, which is hard to do. They're both very pro gun, and they're both pro solid Second Amendment guys. So you have no fear from the Republican camp relative to the topic of this program, Armed American Radio, and I tell you that confidently. As the host of this show, after April 26, now heading into our 8th year, astonishingly, and continuing to blow up, okay? So feel very comfortable with that. The second, I said it was twofold. Here's the second reason, Lee. The next president will select three Supreme Court justices, one of whom has already been floated to Hillary Clinton, and she reacted glowingly as a one Barack Hussein Obama.
And that scares me. The tremendous power that one SUPCO judge or SUPCO justice has compared to three, you could completely renovate and change the course of the court.
You could change and alter America, the landscape of this nation, for generations to come. These are lifetime appointments, obviously.
Pick young progressives, and the die is cast. They'll be around for 40 years apiece. Everything that we've done, Heller, gone. Every Second Amendment victory, gone. Easily gone.
Wipe out your rights. An interpretation, a progressive, and we're not going to call it progressive, socialist.
Socialist.
Forget progressive. 50% of Iowans, Democrats, caucused with a socialist. So we're going to call it what it is. They are socialists. The Socialist Party, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Imagine socialist justices being appointed to the Supreme Court. Imagine what happens to the landscape of this nation.
Game over.
Game over. As for the topic of discussion on this program in particular, game over. And when our topic is over, many other things fall. Yeah. Many fall. because the Second Amendment props them up. Lee, we've got 30 seconds. When we come back, we've got more than we can handle for an hour of radio. But I want to tell listeners what you and I cooked up today and is now been solidified as of about 15 or 20 minutes ago. And I'll have some fun with it, some humor, because it involves Delta Airlines. And I'll tell you about a mistake I made that popped my eyes open when I looked at it. And I thought, uh-oh, how did I just do that? This is not my first rodeo. When we come back, I'll continue the conversation for the remainder of the hour with the gun writer, Lee Williams, Sarasota's Herald Tribune. Great program lined up for you. Are you feeling the burn? I'm feeling the burn. Burns feeling the burn. Hillary's feeling the burn. We're all feeling the burn. Feel the burn.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate
or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, ripping the burn here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios today. Ripping the burn in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Wow, I got to tell you, it's a pantsuit thing. I don't know. I guess Hillary probably isn't feeling the burn. She needs Brill Cream. Wait, Brill Cream? That's not... Lee, Brill Cream's the stuff for old man's hair, isn't it? Maybe she does need Brill Cream. I don't know, but I'm telling you what, this election cycle is going to be a blast. I'm having fun with this. I just can't believe we're talking about this. So I just cannot believe this. It's just astonishing to me. What's the cream you need for fixing burns, sunburns? Not Brill Cream. Whatever that cream is, you know, for burns.
Yeah, some aloe.
Okay, we can use Florida's cream. Boy, oh boy, absolutely hilarious. Hey, Lee, we got you and I cooked up something awful lot of fun today.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Armed American Radio, United States Concealed Carry Association, Delta Defense, Crossbreed Holsters, and the Sarasota's Herald Tribune are working together. What is it?
I'm pretty pumped. It is the 3-hour monster show will be broadcast live from the Herald Tribune here in Main Street in Sarasota, Florida on February 14th.
And Valentine's Day. Feeling the love on Valentine's Day, baby.
Yeah,
this is going to be a lot of fun. Went ahead and booked everything up today. You will be able to, all of you Central Florida listeners, Sarasota listeners, 9:30 a.m., 9:30, The Answer listeners, a.m., 8:60, The Answer in Tampa. 660 in Orlando, Sarasota Herald Tribune. You can go to, what's the website for Herald Tribune, Lee?
HeraldTribune.com, H-E-R-A-L-D, Tribune.com.
You'll see the ads. You'll see my mug in there. You'll see the, just what we're going to be talking about in the paper, what we've got coming up on the 14th, right?
Absolutely. And we're going to try and stream the whole thing live, video-wise, too. So it's
okay, great.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, in addition to that, now we're going to be bringing in members of, you know, fans are going to be able to come in and watch the live show, right?
Absolutely. We have room for around 100 folks. There'll be tickets available. Tickets will be free. We'll announce where you can get them, but we're going to suggest a donation to Operation Second Chance, which is one of Florida's great, great charities for wounded vets.
Yeah, so an awful lot of fun. If you're listening on 9:30 in Sarasota on The Answer, 8:60 in Tampa, The Answer, we've reached out to our great affiliates down there in Salem Radio, and we'll see if we can't get them to help us out. It's happening on real short notice. I know it is. So we want to talk about it every single day and let you know what we got cooking down there. But that's going to be a lot of fun, and we finally get to hook up with Lee Williams, the gun writer, and do the whole monster program from the Herald Tribune offices in Sarasota. So it all came together today. Here's the funny part of the story. I booked a flight today after we had everything worked out. And I got my confirmation from Delta. And I you know, every time, commit to purchase.
Yeah.
Complete your purchase. I'm like, maybe I should go back and look at it again. I don't need to look at it again. Complete my purchase. Thank you very much. Your confirmation number is your departure time, Atlanta, Georgia, Saturday, February 13th. I don't know, 2:21 p.m. Depart. Sarasota, Florida, Monday, March 15th, 11:54 a.m. Like, what? 42 day off.
We'll find something.
Yeah. Commit, complete your purchase. I thought maybe I should go back and look. Nah, Delta was great. They always are. And we got everything taken care of. So we're going to have an awful lot of fun with you. Okay. And you too, if you want to come watch the show. Wow. What do we do? Where should we send them if they're listening right now? Just you want them to email me, you? How do we want to do that?
We'll have the tickets announced and available. We've got a service that'll do that. We'll have information at HeraldTribune.com, at my site, TheGunWriter.com. They'll get, if they're in the area, we'll move heaven and earth to get them into the show.
Okay, sounds good to me. When we'll have everything worked out in due time. We'll be talking about it every day. Oh, look, there's more content. Boy, coming in. Okay. All right, Lee, Chicago. Wow. This is probably one of the most disturbing stories that I follow throughout the year. Yeah. Let me give you some numbers. January 1st, this year, through today, 270 shooting victims in Chi-Town. Today, 2,986 shooting victims last year. Just under 500 of those victims died, became homicides. Now, in that number is also self-defense shootings. They lump everything in there. Believe it or not, a self-defense killing is a homicide.
Absolutely. It's not a murder if it's
it's not a murder.
Justifiable, but it is a homicide.
It will be adjudicated differently, but it's in that number. And I don't know what the breakdown is of that in Chicago. What do those numbers say to you, Lee?
I think Richard Pearson, he's executive director of Illinois State Rifle Association. That's a state NRA affiliate. Kind of summed it up best, and I'm paraphrasing. He said good citizens have become prey. And, you know, that just cuts me to the bone. But it's true.
Citizens have become prey.
Yeah.
A step further. Haven't good citizens always been prey? Haven't there always been predators?
Yeah, but in most free states, we have the ability to defend ourselves, which they're just now getting there. But it's still difficult as heck.
Let's go to our good friend AWR Hawkins at Breitbart News. He put this out yesterday. January 16 breaks murder record for gun-controlled Chicago. The headline says it all. January 16 breaks murder record for gun-controlled Chicago. Take a listen to this from AWR. There were 51 murders in heavily gun-controlled Chicago in January 2016, surpassing the previous record of 45 in January of 2000, Lee.
You know, if I'm Rahm Emanuel, it's time to go. It's time to resign. Take the police department, get it a good house cleaning, and I think Rahm has to go.
They got rid of my favorite top cop that I loved to rag.
Yeah.
Gary McCarthy. You know, Chicago's top cop, Gary McCarthy. Yeah, you know what? It's the Iron Pipeline coming in through Indiana that's causing all these problems here in Chicago.
Yeah, it's always the out-of-staters.
Yeah, it's the out-of-staters. It's always somebody else's fault, right? It's not the gang and drug problem in Obama's backyard, is it? No.
No, never.
We don't want to do that. If we highlight that, it doesn't fit our dopey socialist narrative, does it? Oh, the gloves are off on these Democrats. I can't help myself. Oh, my God. You can call you 50% of you Dems in Iowa caucus with a socialist. What do you expect? To give me everything for free, let's destroy America. The stupidity is just incredible. It's off the charts. Just absolutely off the charts. Gimme, 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 gimme. Oh, my gosh. I wish my grandfather were alive to have a good talking to you. Oh, boy. 30 seconds before the break, 51 murders in heavily gun-controlled Chicago. Moreover, according to USA Today, 51 murders is a sharp increase over the 29 murders that Chicago recorded in January 2015. And the 20 murders recorded the January before that. For you liberals, the January before January 2015 would be January 2014? Yeah, 2014. So, Lee, if according to AWR Hawkins, if you look at all the shootings, rather than isolating the fatal ones, the failure of gun control is even more evident because there was a total of 241 shooting incidents during January 2016. That is up more than 100% over January 15 when there was a total of 119. We're going to dig into it in the Chicago Tribune right after this. Don't go away.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now the guide is 100% free and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily1word.com, download your 100% free guide. defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, sitting in these Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Crossbreed Holster Studios. I got an email from a fan of the show today asking information about an outside the waistband holster, a young lady from Las Vegas, a Susie Wakiewicz. And she will be in Atlanta. She was at the CCW Expo, big fan of the show, and I've met Susie on more than one occasion, and she was asking about the Crossbreed holsters, the outside-the-waistband holsters. I am carrying, and I am finding myself, Lee Williams, carrying this M&P 340 Centennial Smith & Wesson 357/38 with the custom Crimson Trace grips far more frequently than I normally do, and I've got it in an outside-the-waistband Crossbreed right now, and on my desk is a Glock 17 in a outside-the-waistband Crossbreed holster. And sitting next to that is my wife's inside-the-waistband Freedom holster from Crossbreed for the Glock 43. So I'm just surrounded by guns. I'm in good company right now.
Good for you.
What are you carrying right now? Can you let the cat out of the bag?
I'm at work, brother, and I'm sitting in the newsroom in a little office. And while it's okay for guests to carry here, it's not okay for staff.
Ah, well, that's okay. You'll have a guest there that will keep you safe.
Yeah, I have a few of those.
In your future. You're pretty good. You're, as we say, down south. You're not down south. You're in Florida. You got to go north to get south. But as we say, down south, bless your heart. But you'll be in tall cotton. All right, let's go back to the Breitbart News piece before we move on to another topic. Let me quote A.W.R. Hawkins. All of this is happening in a city
referring about Chicago, with an assault weapons ban, a violence tax that raises the price of every gun and bullet sold at retail, that limits the number of gun stores and the locations of those stores, and what the New York Times describes as handgun restrictions that let city leaders, quote, get as close as they could legally get to a ban without a ban. Lee, incredible. Now, I said we would dig into this through the Chicago Tribune. I meant to say New York Times. Let's go to the New York Times. This is a 2013 piece, Lee.
Yeah.
From the New York Times. You saw it, right?
Good reporting. Really good reporting.
Read some. Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah, I do. Here.
What do you got? What's the headline, and give us the gist of it?
Well, not a single gun shop can be found in the city, I think, is pretty telling right there. So that tells you that it's, of course, you know, it's the out-of-towners. But no, like we said earlier, the people are prey. They lack the means to defend themselves. They can't get them. It's overly restricted. And it's gangs. It's all about the gangs.
Strict gun laws in Chicago can't stem fatal shots. This is what Lee was reading from regarding the first line of the column. Not a single gun shop can be found in the city because they are outlawed. Now, remember, this is going back to 2013.
Do we have one now, though? I don't know if they do. They have one open now?
Yeah, I think so, but it's been restricted to the point right now that the Second Amendment Foundation is still in there suing the city of Chicago. There's been a lot of legal shenanigans going on in Chicago because Mayor Rahm Emanuel, the sleaziest mayor in America, the sleaziest governor is Terry McAuliffe. The sleaziest mayor in America is no doubt Rahm Emanuel. But this is back to 2013. Strict gun laws in Chicago can't stem fatal shots. Well, of course they can't, because strict gun laws only affect you and me. They do not affect criminal gangbanger crackheads. What am I missing, Lee?
No, you're spot on. I mean, I've arrested a lot of people with a lot of stolen guns, and none of them bought them in a gun shop.
And were they feeding the pipeline?
Yeah, it was all coming from Indiana.
Because if I'm not mistaken, you send your criminals from Florida to Georgia, where here in Georgia we let them fill up vans, according to Obama, and send them up along the iron pipeline where they get into Indiana. And then, according to Obama, the doors are opened and the guns are sold on the streets. Isn't that the way it works in the mind of a socialist?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's always someone else's fault.
Man, where are we in this country today? Too much. I can't wait to get down there and broadcast this show with you. The Sunday show from the Herald Tribune office is going to be an awful lot of fun. This daytime version is going to be child's play compared to what we get to do for the three-hour monster broadcast. You do know that I just added another 20-plus affiliates, I think? We just added the Super Talk Mississippi.
It's news when you don't add affiliates.
Man, it's just growing like a weed, brother, just growing like a weed. So let's go, let's go somewhere else. Let's go to Facebook. Facebook, as much as I can't stand, I don't even like the name Facebook. The first time I heard it, I thought, what? Then I found out that a 22-year-old kid came up with it, and now he's, 33, and he's worth like $46 billion. God bless him for being able to do that, even though he's a, complete and total liberal goofball, which $46 billion allows you to be, by the way.
Be whatever you want.
You can be whatever you want. It's easy to feel when you no longer have to worry. Oh, I like that. Isn't that true, though?
Absolutely. You don't have anybody around you who's ever going to say no.
Yeah, and you no longer have to worry about real life issues about, oh man, the AT&T bill is coming in today. Gosh, darn it. My cat got sick and there's my money for the bill. Cat, I don't have cats. I'll say dog. Maybe you have a cat. Whatever, leave it at that. So it's easy to feel when you no longer have to worry. It's real easy to become a dopey liberal when you no longer have to feel, and money doesn't matter anymore. It's real simple to do. Well, you can feel everything. That's socialism. Is that what, Sean, is that what you just said?
Yeah. It's no longer a liberal or progressive. These people are absolute socialists because they do not know how to be responsible. We haven't trained people right, and the schools have made them so dumbed down that they don't even understand what the problem is. They're the problem.
It's an economics issue. And again, man, we'll jump into that on the Monster Show, but yeah, the economic stupidity, Lee, is incredible. That 50% of Iowa Democrats feeling the burn, but I digress. Facebook, What's happening on Facebook, Lee?
Well, I read a lot of Facebook instituted a ban on private gun sales, which are completely legal here in Florida and most free states and unregulated. And I've seen some gun guys write about it, how it's no big deal, but it is. For example, we had an 8,000-member gun group here called Minnesota Gun Traders, and that's 8,000 people just in two counties, Mark. 8,000 pro-gun people in two counties had joined this Facebook group, and they did incredible acts of charity. They helped wounded vets. They sent care packages to troops deployed overseas. They bought wigs and prosthetic devices and post-surgery clothing for cancer survivors. I mean, it was an incredibly magnanimous group who got together via Facebook, held events, dinners, you name it, an incredible group. They were shuttered Monday morning. Facebook shut them down. Shut them down.
So the site no longer exists? It's dark?
Right.
What gives?
It's dark. So they propped up another quick Facebook page. They had to move to a non-Facebook website, which, you know, you've seen the type. Forums, different chat rooms, the whole nine yards. Probably time they did that anyway. But all these type of non-Facebook sites lack the ease of communication that Facebook had. It was easy to get a message out. It was easy to get a gun ad on there. It was easy to keep track of friends. That's why Facebook is so successful, because it makes communication easier. I don't like it. I have to use it.
I'm with you.
You wouldn't believe the metrics, the number of people that find my stories because of Facebook. It's easy to use.
I've got almost 100,000, I mean, real followers of Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, almost 100,000. We don't buy likes. We're not one of those people that go out and go, oh, that company's got this, we're going to pay for it. We don't do that. These are 100,000 people who, over the course of the last 4 to 5 years, have found this. When we get something out on Facebook, I'll look down and you know, every time I put a Crossbreed Super Tuck thing on there, I'll give you an example, I get over 500,000. I mean, the review, it's incredible the reach that it has.
And there are good sharp gun show or gun store owners here who are using it for marketing. They'll put, hey, we got 22 long rifle in. Boom, 15, 20 minutes later, it's all gone.
That's right. And now we have an issue. And, you know, I didn't really I wasn't saying that it didn't matter.
No, I know that.
I just don't use it for that personally.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I have to look at the aggregate here. What does it mean? And then you enlightened me earlier today on the Facebook group down in Florida, and I hadn't realized that because I haven't participated in one of those groups. So the ramifications are real. I mean, this stuff does matter.
And
we know who's responsible. Right out of the White House. We'll talk about that when we come back for the final segment with Lee Williams, the gun writer, Sarasota's Herald Tribune, right after this.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Terry from Arkansas won yesterday's first Gun of the Month giveaway for February. Terry from Arkansas won a Smith & Wesson 1911 custom glass bead. Terry got a check for 1,599 bones, the exact MSRP, to buy that firearm. All you have to do to be like Terry, and that sounds pretty cool, right? Be like Terry, is visit usccaonair.com or usccaonaar, whichever one floats your boat. Today's gun giveaway is the Rock River Arms Poly 1911, 925 clams, 925 clams. And it's real simple. All you have to do is activate a USCCA membership, and your shot to win today's gun, you're entered to win the gun, and three chances to win a Pendleton gun safe, an $8,000 safe. Wow. 8,000 times three liberals, what's that? Without a calculator, $24,000 in safes. Check this out. You have 7 hours, 12 minutes, and exactly 7 hours and 12 minutes from right now. Three grand prize winners are going to win a Pendleton Tax 75 safe valued at $8,000 apiece, three of them. So be like Terry, activate your membership at USCCA on air today, and be in the running to win the gun. I'll announce the next winner tomorrow. And we'll go on down the line. A gun a day is being given away. And Armed American Radio listeners have, in fact, won these guns. So be like Terry. That's the smart thing to do. USCCAonair.com. Okay. Lee Williams, the gun writer, Sarasota Herald Tribune. Facebook, let's move on from that goofy Facebook thing. We'll continue to follow that and see what kind of impact it has. Florida, open carry. Right now being debated on the floor of the Florida House of Representatives. What's going on? Do you have any news at all?
They attached 44 amendments to the open carry bill.
Wait a minute. Yeah, who did? 44. Who attached? Who did?
Who do you think? The Democrats. One,
so Democrats.
The winner on that is Jared Moskowitz of Coral Springs. He tacked on 16 himself.
16?
Yeah, and they're great. I just got to hit you with the top three because they're funnier than hell. Okay, one would allow county officers to restrict or prohibit guns on any county property over which they have authority. I guess so much for our, state law. The other one, this is my second favorite, would, I'm reading now, would, quote, criminalize the open carrying of guns with high-capacity ammunition feeding devices, what we would know as a magazine that holds more than 15 rounds. The best one would prohibit an open carrier from carrying a loaded weapon with a round in the chamber, or if it's a revolver, from carrying it with a hammer cocked.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Start this
I swear,
one again.
Man. I swear. These are actual amendments.
What was that second one again?
You couldn't carry a magazine and a handgun that holds more than 15 rounds, or you'd be committing a crime.
And what is it you couldn't carry with one in the chamber?
You couldn't open carry a revolver with a hammer cocked or a semi-auto with a round in the chamber. I mean, you can tell the lunacy of and the lack of knowledge of firearms of the authors of these amendments.
And the authors of these amendments are what party?
That would be the Democrats.
The Socialists. Was there an anti-gun amendment written, and I'm asking this in all seriousness, by any Republican in the Florida legislature?
Not to my knowledge. No.
Oh, so it's fair to say it's the Democrat Party that wants our guns.
Yeah, or wants us to carry them not with a hammer cocked.
All right, the idiocy.
Yeah.
The ignorance, and I can't even.
It's maddening.
It is maddening. I don't know that it's ignorance, it's idiocy. In today's day and age, if you can't find facts in today's day and age, you're not looking. That makes you an idiot in my book. I'm sorry. But Democrats, I got to go here again. This is your party, Democrats. This is your party. And if you are a Democrat gun owner, you bear responsibility if you're pulling the lever for these people. And it is high time that each of you look in the mirror and ask yourself some basic questions. What the hell are you thinking? If you value your freedoms, let's not even talk about giving up 90% of your income to Bernie Sanders. My God, come on. But if you value your firearms, you have got to look in the mirror and ask yourself what you are doing. What's more important to you? And you need to step up to the plate. And it's your responsibility to end this in your own part. You've got to start calling these legislators that come up with this garbage and telling them to knock it off. Lee, is that bad advice?
No, totally reasonable. Totally reasonable. And they can find all the names of all the lawmakers at floridacarry.org, our state group that has been carrying a lot of water and doing a lot of hard work on this. Floridacarry.org will have all the information for the lawmakers to contact.
Yeah, and I've not yet seen an update from Sean Curran. I'm looking forward to reaching out to Sean after we see how this comes through the legislature. Now, was there another one, another lunatic fringe socialist amendment that you wanted to talk about?
Typical prohibiting carry within 500 feet of bars, prohibiting carry when you're drunk, and checking on whether someone is on the no-fly list before they can be issued a concealed carry permit. But they're still going for the lunacy of this show me your papers. They want us to be forced by law enforcement to have to turn over our documents.
Well, I'm hopeful that Florida will join the other 45 states that have open carry, including the one just north of your border, where it works perfectly. In fact, the same thing we have here is what you're vying for in Florida. Now, we're going to begin moving in the constitutional carry direction here, there's no doubt in my mind, as
Congrats.
Are many, many other states. Eventually, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's where we're going next. And you know what? Every town for gun safety and America's sleaziest governor, Terry McAuliffe, and America's sleaziest mayor, Rahm Emanuel, and America's sleaziest president, Barack Obama, are powerless to stop us. They are powerless to stop us because we have a piece of parchment paper sitting in the National Archives in Washington, D.C., that says so, and they don't like it. Tough for them. Remember, the reason they're unglued is because they're losing, and we're winning, and we always will at the end of the day, unless Feel the Burn or Hillary has an opportunity to stack the Supreme Court. Then we have issues, and that's why I say back again, Lee, you Democrats out there, you got some explaining to do, you got some soul searching to do. You've got to get off your duffs here. If you value your guns and you're pulling the lever for a gun grabber, you are no friend of mine. None. You are no friend of mine. You're simply, don't tell me you're a gun rights supporter when you pull that lever for Hillary Clinton or feel the burn. Because if you do, you are nothing more than a Democrat with a gun. It's that simple. Socialist with a gun, quite frankly, if you're pulling the lever for them. You are identifying as a socialist with a gun. That's pretty scary, Lee.
It is. And it would be game over if they get in.
Yeah, we need to keep that from happening. It's a very, very important election. As we saw, elections have consequences. We see it in Democrat-controlled states. That's why we talk about what's happening in Florida, what's happening in Virginia, what's happening in Iowa, what's happening in Texas. So, man, really something else. Okay, where are we next? What do we got? Anything else fun? What can you tell us, based on your vast knowledge of Florida and the legislative process with 42 amendments? Can this be overcome, or is this going to kill open carry again, which is their goal? That's why they're doing it.
I think it's not going to help, obviously, but I think there's enough momentum right now that it can get through, and it just has to get to Scott's desk. Based on the fact there are 45 states, and give me a horror story from one of them with an open carrier. Give me one.
I can give you plenty of the Democrats, little made-up.
Yeah, but a real one. I don't know any.
There aren't any. You mean the open carriers at the Waffle House in Kennesaw, Georgia, that stopped the robbery? Those kind of stories?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there are plenty of those kind of stories.
Yeah,
the problem is the hypothetical lies. They want to set up the hypotheticals that never happened. Oh, like Galtieri in Pinellas County. I can't wait to go after him from Sarasota County. Boy, that's going to be fun. We got to invite him to the room. Lee Williams, the gun writer. Thank you, brother. Looking forward to being down there in about 10 days. We're going to have an absolute blast. TheGunWriter.com, TheGunWriter.com, Sarasota Herald Tribune's Lee Williams. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 4guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's 1of4guns.com.